Hope you had a great weekend. Long, enjoyable Memorial Day weekend. And again, a big shout out to all the men and women who have served. Let's not forget why we have Memorial Day weekend. Mike was up at the Indy 500, and you were just telling me you guys were in a perfect spot.
Yeah, man, we're in this area, Broad Ripple, I guess best way to compare it, kind of like Buckhead in the old days. A lot of great bars and restaurants, all walkable and easy to get to. And then my buddy had his car up there, so we had a wheel man to get us to the race, which was great. But yeah, and you know, the race, I said this last week, I've said it a million times, the patriotism, the spectacle, when they play Taps, you get over 350,000 people at attention, total silence and respect. It's amazing. If you didn't see the beginning of the race, it's a new, something I'd never seen there. These two Black Hawk helicopters literally right above the fence line as the cars are doing the parade lap. Everybody was freaking out. It was the one of the coolest things I'd ever seen up there, man, in addition to the flyover. It's pretty neat.
More on that coming up, I'm sure, in Guy Talk, as it was a busy weekend. I asked Abe, who was in for you on Friday, I said, Abe, have you seen the new Mission Impossible movie? It's Final Reckoning. And he was like, yeah, I've seen it. So I said, Abe, don't spoil it for me. And he didn't. He told me a lot about it, but he was like, I want you to judge for yourself, which is cool.
What night did you go see it?
Actually went Sunday afternoon. Okay. Did the national show, and then we went to the afternoon show. It's long, but it didn't seem like it. Like, we finished the movie, and I was like, wow. I thought it was great, man. I really did. And for Tom Cruise, you know, for everybody, like, they're going to do another one, and Mike and I make fun. Trust me,
one more time.
It really was good. And the action scenes were incredible. It had a great plot. It tied in all the other Mission Impossible, which I didn't think, you know, that they were going to do. So I know why people are talking about it. It's got a lot of buzz. So, you know, if you've seen Sinners, right, that kind of started the summer thing.
Yeah, like the blockbuster season. Right.
And then this is out, and then there's a bunch of other movies that are coming out for the summer. So, I'm not going to tell you that, like, big summer blockbuster movies are back, but they're just some Mike and I talk about. You got to go to the theater to see, right? This is
it's just
one
not the same on TV. No, you got to see in the theater. You're right.
You got to go see it. So, enjoyed that. Cooked a nice brisket over the weekend. Got with some friends, man. Enjoyed it. Had a good weekend. We hope you guys did, too. Hey, 404-726-0929. Guys hitting us up in regards to the Braves. One guy, I think his name's Ted, he said, guys, I'm not as worried as you guys. We got to give Acuña and Strider some time to get back into rhythm. And he's saying, you know, Acuña, nice weekend, but wait and let's see how things go.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. You should have gotten a spark from what you got from Acuña. And I said this. Look, I'm not going to blame the game on Austin Riley Sunday, but when you make an error like that and it costs you a two-run homer, that's a big deal, especially when your pitcher's pitching halfway decent and then you start to look at the numbers and you say, wait a minute, that's Riley's fifth in his past 15 games. Guys, that's a lot of errors in a short period of time.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like I said, it's the last thing we'd be talking about. Now Austin Riley's a butcher at third base. So it just kind of rains it pours, the inconsistency. The bullpen, you know, some nights earlier in the season, the bullpen was one of the strong suits. And then the bullpen's kind of been shaky. We talked about Iglesias earlier. I have no confidence when the bullpen door opens and it's him coming out. I think Snicker's also not managed extremely, you know, I don't know. You could cherry pick your spots with manager's decisions. I don't think this is one of Snicker's better starts to a season. But, you know, in the past, he's had to overcome everything from, you know, a lack of starting pitching to injuries, losing all his starters. So we'll see. But it just, all I can say is, I'm not saying they're not going to get to the World Series, guys. I'm just telling you right now, it's going to take a Herculean effort and some more players. Some new players.
Uh-oh.
Other players.
Yeah.
To make it.
Strider on the hill tonight. It's a big series in Philly. And as we said, more to come on that. Hey, Dom's behind the glass. He is our engineer. He's also our executive producer all week long. He's hanging out with us here on Dukes and Bell. Thank you guys for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. Dom, let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
Story number one.
First and foremost, our Daily Download is brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Let's hear what Brian Snicker had to say about Ronald Acuña's return.
That's awesome. I think really good. No, as the bats have been really good. Obviously, the fielding is everything. I mean, I think he feels good. So I think that's a good first series for him right there.
No doubt, and hopefully he builds on it. Mike, we talked about him and Ozzie and their closeness and whether or not that was playing a role in maybe Ozzie's struggles. Mm-hmm. Ozzie was asked about getting Acuña back. Listen to what he said.
It's amazing. You know, he brings a lot of energy to the lineup. We all see it. The fans love it. And it's just great when you see him going, the team goes with him. So he definitely, gets something started when he's up there.
And remember, Mike said it, Ozzie is showing signs. Still, the batting average is not where it needs to be, but last 11 games, 11-game hitting streak, he's right. coming alive.
And that's something we've been waiting to see. And, again, to make room for Ronald Acuna, they DFA'd Orlando Arcia. I know you. I know you talked about that on Friday as it went down, but yeah, I was kind of, you know me. I've always been lukewarm on Arcia, so yeah. But the something's got to. Hopefully, he'll be that guy that sparks things up. But you know, Ronald Acuna can't play third base for Austin Riley. He can't close for Iglesias. He can't, you know, whiff at the plate when Michael Harris is up there. These other guys. This team has been all given a lot of. I mean, not Carl earth-shattering money like Mets money or Dodger money. But, you know, Alex Anthopoulos wrapped these guys up pretty early in their careers because he expected them to be able to do the job. So I'm not trying to cherry pick because people get so in their bag. But who out there listening is satisfied with the job, for instance, Michael Harris is doing? He can be a lot better. He has to be better.
All of these guys. There's no doubt about it. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Well, it's the NBA playoffs. And if you thought the Knicks were done, slow your roll. That is now an interesting series. Now, I still think the Pacers may have a leg up because I think the Knicks have lineup issues and trying to match up with them. But Karl-Anthony Towns was great. That is a series. The other series is not. After last night, OKC goes up, Mike. They're up 3-1 now. Ant-Man struggles again. And I want you to hear what he said because he was like, I didn't get the shots that I wanted to get. Why not?
Definitely not the I guess the points I wanted to get, but I mean, they didn't really let me get too many shots off. They did a good job with that. Every time I had the ball, they showed me a major crowd. So just making the right play, getting off of it. And my guys hit shots tonight, so big shout out to them.
So what is he now? Like, are they the Ant-Man killer now?
Yeah, I mean, also now. So now you're what? You're not Michael Jordan. You're Scottie. You're not even Scottie Pippen. You're B.J. Armstrong. I mean, nothing wrong with that, you know. But to me, and we love Anthony Edwards because we love his energy, we love his swagger. That's a guy who's got no swagger right now. That's a guy who's lost his mojo, lost his confidence. Hopefully, they'll find a way to get it back. Because yeah, I mean, it was like Owens had an off night. I mean, you took 13 shots. You're supposed to be one of the top five players in the league. You know, I mean, and I hate to do this, but I will invoke LeBron would not go down like that. It's one thing when he had to defer to the big three. That's one thing. Kobe wouldn't go out like that. Michael Jordan wouldn't go out like that. And SGA wouldn't go out like that.
And he didn't.
So let's go, Ant-Man. I mean, this is just very disappointing.
Yeah, you saw why Shea is the MVP last night. 40 points and didn't force anything. Like, he just didn't go out and was randomly shooting jumpers to just like, we're about to lose. Under control, and his team played well, man. This is why we've talked about them all year, being in the NBA Finals. It ultimately was a two-point game, right? Thunder right. win 128-126, but they made all the big shots. And to Mike's point, this is where you need Ant-Man to be special, and he just didn't live up to it.
No, I mean, you're supposed to so now we're going to limit your minutes, Ant-Man? I mean, we're going to get more Alexander Walker out on the floor? I mean, certainly, look, you know, DiVincenzo's been really solid. He's always been a great, you know, guy shooting off, coming off the bench. But Julius Randle, MIA. Meanwhile, you know, the other night, Kat was giving him the arguably the greatest playoff performance, you know, Karl-Anthony Towns has ever shown out. Now, a lot of Knicks fans are going, can you duplicate that? Because now when you put him and Brunson on the court at the same time, the minutes are starting to add up. So we'll see where that one goes. But getting back to this series, just has a feeling like it's over, doesn't it?
It does. Knicks and Pacers tonight, by the way, 8 o'clock. Kat, by the way, to Mike's point, scored 20 points in the fourth quarter. That was the difference in that game the other night, and the Knicks got back in it.
With a bunch of fouls.
Yeah. And not only that, he had 8 boards. Mike, he missed 3 shots in the quarter and, what, made 3 or 4 three-pointers in the fourth quarter. So that's the kind of fourth quarter that Ant-Man needed to have to put them over the top.
And the thing with the Pacers, because, you know, we were watching at a sports bar up in Indy, which, by the way, really great vibe. But it's a big, small town. Everybody comes together.
It is.
Old, young, black, white. Everybody's having a ball, just going bananas. And that was one last night. I mean, I should say on Sunday night, where you're like, when what's his name? Neesmith went out. That was a big moment because he kind of rolled his ankle and everybody in the building was like, you know, and so he's a big factor and he wasn't a factor in this one. It also strikes me as maybe I'm going to be prisoner of the moment of one game. The Pacers just need that transition, those transition buckets. When it's all half court, advantage Knicks.
Yeah, it's a different deal. Let's hear one more thing from Anthony Edwards. And I'm disappointed because if he's as good and as we think he is and if he is who we think he is, you don't say things like this. Mike, he's even talking about how handsy they are when it comes to guarding him. Listen.
Just can't play with the ball around him. Play with the ball. Like, everybody on the team is handsy. yeah, just can't play with it. Gotta, like Coach said, gotta pick one way and go. And then once they show you the heavy gap, get off of it.
Man, you got no confidence, bro.
Yeah.
You got no confidence, Joe. I mean, that just sounds like, bro, seriously, find your balls, Ant-Man. You're a guy telling LA fans your blank is bigger than everybody's. Now you're like all sheepish. Right? I mean, what part of this am I missing? You got to – somebody smack this guy around. I don't mean like beat him up, but I mean like, come on, snap out of it.
Yeah, I'm with you. He's got to be better. As I said, Knicks, Pacers tonight. We'll see what happens in that series. It's 2-1 Pacers. Let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
Atlanta United won? I'm not saying that like I'm surprised. Okay, I actually am surprised. I mean, but one game, what does it mean, Mike? And is this the start of a turnaround for Atlanta United? I'd like to think so, but we've been waiting for this moment. What's the spark?
Yeah, and this, look, I will say, okay, congratulations, and that is a win, and you can't take that one away. But it's got to lead to something because we've had – how many times you and I had the same conversation, and unfortunately, it hasn't really led to anything. So – hope it continues against Orlando and against the Red Bulls moving forward because, you know, you spent all this money. I mean, is that like, you know, you could look at Garth and say, you're not trying. Miggy has been kind of miscast. Maybe Miggy's just not as good. But, hey, take a win and build on it. We'll start talking more about you guys after a 4-2 win with Cincinnati.
Well, this was in the 90th minute. Actually, this, and by the way, I said to Mike Conte today, if you guys don't ever get a chance to listen to him and Jason Longshore on the calls, they're great. I mean, win, lose, or draw, you want to be entertained. That's what it's about, and they keep you engaged. I want you to hear this as Atlanta United won yesterday, 4-2.
Yedlin digs it away. Yedlin, second ball, bounces off Riley to Schleish, who plays it to Moronchuk. He tried to flick it ahead to TRA. Now it's loose in center circle. Schleish taps it into the central channel. Cleared by Edwards to Mateus Click. Click, sending it ahead. Jamal TRA down the middle, one through the keeper. Jamal shot, score! It's over! The winless streak is over! Atlanta United is going to beat Cincinnati!
Great job, Mike.
It was incredible. And Cincinnati, again, you know, for whatever reason, we just haven't been able to beat anybody. And a lot of people are pointing the finger, Mike, at Ronnie Dalia. And saying, what are you doing?
Yeah, Cincinnati's one of the best teams in the East, so that's a big win for us. United, by the way, is still 12th in the points. So we got to, you know, again, build on that. Hopefully it's something. I'm not just like negative Nelly, but we've had this kind of false start feelings before about United. Hopefully they turn it around.
Hey, man, coming up, our buddy Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey MLB Insider, joins us next. Yeah, he was here for the Braves-Padres series. What did he get from it? And we'll move forward talking about what's next around Major League Baseball with Tony Gwynn Jr. next.